the station had started becoming part of Alaska's Energy Desk, the Energy and Environment Reporting Collaborative. So there was this additional reason to want to do energy and environment stories, which I think from Unalaska really turned out to be science stories or stories about the ocean. And I had been very excited to be a part of that collaborative, but I was actually surprised that by the end of my time in Unalaska, I was actually a lot more excited to do like maybe more of the like daily news local value stories, if that makes sense. So while I know that like long term I'm interested in telling longer stories, being at KUCB like helped me see so much the value of local community journalism. Like stuff with when Frank Kelty faced recall, I think there was a lot of misinformation going on and just like a lot of confusion about the process, how the process of a recall works. And so that was like a good opportunity for me to learn how a recall works and then also like share everything I got from that research with other people.
And what other of your local stories do you particularly remember from your time at KUCB? You know, what are your favorite stories or the stories you considered most important?
Yeah, so I think a lot of the stories I enjoyed doing the most were more people-based, and I really liked collaborating with my coworkers. So I was a big fan of the story I did with Gilmar Tapauan about his first time going to prom, which also was his first time dressing up in drag, which just was like so fun and delightful and like happiness. And prom in Unalaska is just so unlike prom anywhere else. And I was not into prom at all in high school. So it was kind of fun to like get really excited about prom with someone who was so excited about prom. I also was a big fan of getting to learn more about the history of Unalaska. And I think a lot of that was done through looking at the history of World War II and what that meant for the Yunnan people who've been calling the Aleutians their home for thousands and thousands of years. So the documentary, a lot of the stuff related to Attu, cultural revitalization, things like that. And then obviously, I think everyone knows that my favorite part of my job was calling basketball on the radio. I miss that a lot.
I really miss your play-by-play too. As a basketball novice, I always learned a lot. But tell me more about your experience covering Unalaska's history and the World War II anniversaries that were happening during your tenure, like the Battle of Attu, Japan's bombing of Dutch Harbor. You really did a lot of reporting there, and you were a big part of the documentary that KUCB produced not too long ago on the Lost Villages Project, which, of course, helped Ananga people to visit the communities that the government didn't allow their ancestors to resettle after the war. Why was it important to you that the station cover those issues as well as we possibly could?
Well, KUCB and a lot of other rural stations in Alaska hire a lot of outside reporters, and a lot of us are outside white reporters. And so as a reporter moving into a community that has a lot of history and has a lot of diversity, and just like a lot of history that I don't think is super widely known, it seemed important to try and do work to make sure that that history is more accessible. And so when I found out that there was going to be a trip back to Attu at some point within my like first 4 months in Unalaska, I was on a different reporting trip on the Tekla. They thought I did a good job. And they're like, do you want to come to Attu with a bunch of descendants of Attu? And I was like, yes, this sounds awesome. But so meaningful and like taking a place from a descendant. If I am going to take a place from a descendant and somebody who like should get to go back to this place that maybe their parents or their grandparents or their great grandparents are from, then how can we contribute and make sure that like other people have access? And so it just seemed like a very obvious thing that we needed to find a way to share that video and share all the content and the stories that we had gotten. Yeah, it just seemed like the Yunungan people are the people who have been in Unalaska the longest, and it seemed like a very good place to start. And I think that based on my reporting at KUCB, there was still a lot of room to grow in adequately covering all the different demographics and people who make Unalaska their home or their place of very hard work. And I think that that's probably something that's going to continue to happen. And it takes time. And that's hard when reporters come in for a couple of years or there's financial instability when the governor cuts all of the public media funding. But it's important to do better.
Agreed. Now, tell me what you've been up to since you left the island. I know you're talking to me right now from Nepal.
When I left KUCB in June, I started a 13-month fellowship with the Henry Luce Foundation that aims to introduce young Americans who have limited exposure to Asia. For me, I chose to be placed in Nepal, and I spent the summer learning intensive Nepali, and that's like all I did. And then in September, I started working at a English language online newspaper in Kathmandu called The Record. And there's a slight complication in that my visa was denied. So now I'll actually, at the end of November, be heading to another country and doing something else. But I'm not sure what that's going to be. But I can tell you it'll be in Asia.
And so many Unalaska people have roots and family in Asia. Is there any chance you'll be making trips to the Philippines or Vietnam?
Yeah, going to Vietnam in December, Siem Reap in Cambodia in January. And then I'm actually, one of the trips I'm most excited about is that my program is wrapping up in Mongolia. It's our focus country in July of 2020. And my landlords for 3.5 years in Unalaska were Amy and N.K. Prevsrin. So I'm just so excited that maybe I'll get to see them in Mongolia. Yeah, if there are Unalaska people who are going to visit Asia or have family in Asia, ask Laura Craigle how to find me. I would love to meet up.